Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Bani Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Mem, the third parak Hamafkid. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamafkid Peros Eitz Chavero, if one deposits produce with his friend, Arze Yotzi Lo Chesronos, the Shomer deducts the expected depletion when returning it. After listing the normal rate for several grains, it concludes, Hakolafi Amida, it's all proportional according to the amount, Hakolafi Hazman, and it's all according to the length of time of the Pikano, meaning it's deducted yearly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, V'kima ikbas lehen lachbarim, but what do the mice care about the volume of produce? They eat the same amount regardless of the total volume. Rather, deductions are only taken from a single core. In a brisa, the sages respond, Harbi obdos mehen, much of the produce is ruined, Harbi mispazos mehen, and much of it is scattered, reducing the grain proportionally. A brisa teaches that deductions are only taken if the shomer mixed the produce with his own, otherwise, the owner simply takes whatever remains. Although the deduction should be calculable by comparing the original and current totals, the Mishnah's case has been mistapek mehen, where he took for himself from the produce in the interim, but doesn't know how much. Point number two, Rabbi Yudah said in the Mishnah, Im haisa mida meruba, if the pikadon was a large quantity, eino motzi lo chesronos, he does not deduct any depletions, mipnei shemosiros, because the produce expands by absorbing moisture in the rainy season, enough to make up for the depletion. Rabbi Yochan defined a large quantity as 10 cores. Rav Nachman interpreted Braisa about Rabbi Yudah's position as saying that deductions are only made if the grain was given to the shomer and returned during the granary season, meaning the summer when grain is brought to the granary, or if it was given and returned during the rainy season. However, if it was given during the granary season and returned during the rainy season, he doesn't take deductions because the expansion during the rainy season compensates for the loss. Rav Papa asked the Bai that if grain expands to such a degree, a barrel filled with grain and sealed should burst when it expands. The Gemara responds that there was indeed an incident in which a barrel burst. Alternatively, the pressure of the packed grain prevents its expansion. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists deductions taken from deposited liquids, including the settling of shemarim, sediments in oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa mocher shem mezuka l'chavero kol yom ha'shana, even one who sells refined oil to his friend for the whole year, meaning he commits to supply him with oil for a year and gives him refined oil, the buyer accepts upon himself one half log of shemarim for every 100 logim he purchases. Abai explains the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, mutu la'arv shemarim, it's permitted for the seller to mix settled sediment back into the pure oil, since the buyer did not specify refined oil. Therefore, since the seller could have mixed the shemarim back in to be sold as oil, when he does not mix it in and gives the buyer refined oil, the volume of shemarim is deducted. This is only if the buyer is a homeowner who's purchasing the oil for a personal use and not for sale and prefers a reduced amount of refined oil. The Rabban holds it's forbidden for a seller to mix shemarim back into oil, so the buyer does not accept any deductions in the oil. Rapapa argues that the Malchok is going to be explained in the opposite way. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamafkid peros etzel chaver, if one deposits produce with his friend, harze yotzi lo chesronos, the shomer deducts the expected depletion when returning it. After listing the normal rate for several grains, it concludes, Hakolafi hamida, it's all proportional according to the amount, Hakolafi hazman, and it's all according to the length of time of the pikado, meaning it's deducted yearly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, V'kima ikbas lehen lachbarim, but what do the mice care about the volume of produce? They eat the same amount regardless of the total volume. Rather, deductions are only taken from a single core. In a brisa, the sages respond, Harbi obdos mehen, much of the produce is ruined, Harbi mispazos mehen, and much of it is scattered, reducing the grain proportionally. A brisa teaches that deductions are only taken if the shomer mixed the produce with his own. Otherwise, the owner simply takes whatever remains. Although the deductions should be calculable by comparing the original and current totals, the Mishnah's case has been mistapek mehem, where he took for himself from the produce in the interim, but doesn't know how much. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Im haisa mida meruba, if the pikadon was a large quantity, eino motzi lo chesronos, he does not deduct any depletions, mipnei shemosiros, because the produce expands by absorbing moisture in the rainy season, enough to make up for the depletion. Rabbi Yochan defined a large quantity as 10 cores. Rav Nachman interpreted Braisa about Rabbi Yehuda's position as saying that deductions are only made if the grain was given to the shomer and returned during the granary season, meaning the summer when grain is brought to the granary, or if it was given and returned during the rainy season. However, if it was given during the granary season and returned during the rainy season, he doesn't take deductions because the expansion during the rainy season compensates for the loss. Rav Papa asked the Bai that if grain expands to such a degree, a barrel filled with grain and sealed should burst when it expands. The Gemara responds that there was indeed an incident in which a barrel burst. Alternatively, the pressure of the packed grain prevents its expansion. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists deductions taken from deposited liquids, including the settling of shemarim, sediments in oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-mocher shem mezuka l'chavero kol yom ha-shana, even one who sells refined oil to his friend for the whole year, meaning he commits to supply him with oil for a year and gives him refined oil, the buyer accepts upon himself one half log of shemarim for every 100 logim he purchases. Abai explains the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, mutu la'arv shemarim. It's permitted for the seller to mix settled sediment back into the pure oil, since the buyer did not specify refined oil. Therefore, since the seller could have mixed the shemarim back in to be sold as oil, when he does not mix it in and gives the buyer refined oil, the volume of shemarim is deducted. This is only if the buyer is a homeowner who's purchasing the oil for a personal use and not for sale and prefers a reduced amount of refined oil. The Rabban holds it's forbidden for a seller to mix shemarim back into oil, so the buyer does not accept any deductions in the oil. Rapapa argues that the Malchokas is going to be explained in the opposite way. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman relates to mayim, water, and we use a pool to make the Siman more distinct, a pool. So here goes. The post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the Shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, and someone had mixed the shemarim back in the oil for the fryer. Once again, slow motion. The post-rainy season poolside party pool, that must more Daf Mem, mayim. The post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the Shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamafkid peros eitzel chaver, if one deposits produce with his friend, arze yotzi lo chesronos, the Shomer deducts the expected depletion when returning it. After listing the normal rate for several grains, it concludes, hakol lefi hamida, it's all proportional according to the amount, hakol lefi hazman, and it's all according to the length of time of the pikadon, meaning it's deducted yearly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, what do the mice care about the volume of produce? They eat the same amount regardless of the total volume. Rather, deductions are only taken from a single core. So the post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the Shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, imaisa mida maruba, if the pikadon was a large quantity, eno motzi lo chesronos, he does not deduct any depletions, because the produce expands by absorbing moisture in the rainy season enough to make up for the depletion. Well, Papa asked the buy that if grain expands to such a degree, a barrel filled with grain and sealed should burst when it expands. The Gemara responds that there was indeed an incident in which a barrel burst. So the post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the Shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, and someone had mixed the shemarim back into the oil for the fryer, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists deductions taken from deposited liquids, including the settling of shemarim, sediments in oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-mocher shem mezuka l'chavero kol yom ha-shana, even one who sells refined oil to his friend for the whole year, meaning he commits to supply him with oil for a year and gives him refined oil, the buyer accepts upon himself one and a half logim of shemarim for every 100 logim he purchases. Abai explains the Malchokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds mutar l'av shemarim. It's permitted for the seller to mix settled sediment back into the pure oil, since the buyer did not specify refined oil. The Rabban holds it's forbidden for a seller to mix shemarim back into the oil, so the buyer does not accept any deductions in the oil. So once again, the post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the Shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, and someone had mixed the shemarim back into the oil for the fryer. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The lulav dealer, lulav, that must more Daf Lamed Vav. The lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prize case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sacher were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes the Machlokas, shomer shemasel a shomer, regarding a shomer who gave over his pikadon to another shomer. Rav says he's patur from the pikadon's loss. Abai adds that this is not only so where a shomer chinam gave the pikadon to the shomer sacher, where he raised the level of shmir because the second shomer, being more liable, guards it more diligently, but even in the reverse case where a shomer sacher gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing his shmira, he's still exempt. The hamasel ben das, because he gave it over to a mentally competent person capable of guarding it and was not negligent. So the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prized case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sacha were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmirah, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan holds that a shomer who gives the pikadon to another is always chayiv. Abai explained that this is not only so where a shomer sacha gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing its shmirah, but even in the reverse case, whereby he upgraded its shmirah, he is liable because the owner can say, I don't want my pikadon in another person's hands. So, the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered the prized case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sacha were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmirah, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, was interrupted by his assistant who shared the bad news that another shomer was negligent watching their donkey used to transport the lulavim, which escaped to a marsh and died of natural causes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas, if a shomer was negligent in watching an animal and it escaped to a marsh in which it was unprotected from predators and thieves, umesa kadarka, and it died naturally, whether the shomer is chayiv or not. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The attendant at the laser tag arena, laser tag, that miss me on Daf Lamed Zayin. The attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one, because they gave them together, which reminds us, in a case where someone was given pikdonos in two bundles, meaning at separate times, and was negligent in not knowing who gave what, he must pay. But in a case where they gave their pikdonos together, which is similar to giving them in one bundle, the shomer says, you yourselves were not particular with each other, should I be particular to know who gave which amount? So the attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one, because they gave them together, was startled when someone from the other team sheepishly confessed to the referee that he had stolen a vest from one of the five players without knowing whose it was, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if someone admits to having stolen from one of two people, but does not know which, he must pay both. The Mishnah's case is Bavo Tzeitz Yedei Shamayim, where he comes to fulfill his heavenly obligation to avoid punishment, which requires him to pay every possible victim. This is supported by the Mishnah's language, Shehoda Mipiatzmo, because he admitted to the claim. So the attendant at the laser tag arena, who couldn't recall which player left two guns with him and which one left one, because they gave them together, was startled when someone from the other team sheepishly confessed to the referee that he had stolen a vest from one of the five players without knowing whose it was. And the ref told him he has to pay every player who claims he took his, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva holds gezel from an unknown victim is paid to both if each is bari. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Siman Daf Lamed Ches is a Debralach, a liquid, and we use soup. So here goes. The shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches. The shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one left his produce with someone, the Tana Kama says, afilu hen avudin, even if it's becoming ruined by mice or spoiling, he shouldn't touch it to sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he should sell it in Beis Din, because he's like returning a lost item to its owner. Two reasons are given to explain the Tana Kama's opinion. Rav Kahana says, Adam rotz mekav shelo, a person prefers a cup of his own produce, for which he toiled, which might remain at the end, betisha kavim shel chavero, more than nine kavs of his fellow's produce, which he could buy if his produce would be sold earlier. So the shomer who didn't touch the kav of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, watched another shomer race to Beis Din to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, which reminds Rabbi Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that this machlokes applies where the produce is becoming ruined at a normal rate. However, Yosef Mechdei Chesron, if it's becoming ruined at more than its normal rate of depletion, Divrei Kol Mochrim BeBeis Din, all agree he sells it in Beis Din. So the shomer who didn't touch the cup of barley he was guarding, even though it was getting ruined, because he knew how chaviv it was to the owner when he made barley soup, watched another shomer race to Beis Din to sell produce that was spoiling at a rapid rate, and then purchased more at a captive's property nearby that was being cared for by the captive's relative. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of a captive's property. Rav says, Emoridin karvo nochoso. We do not install a relative who would inherit him in a captive's property to work and care for it, but Shmuel says we do. Rav says we do not install a relative, Dilma Mavsilu, because perhaps he'll ruin the land by trying to get as much as possible from the land while it's under his control and not fertilized between crops. Shmuel holds that since, even if the owner returns, the relative would be paid like a sharecropper, he will tend to it responsibly. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman who delivered a letter, that must be our Daf Lamatas. The mailman who delivered a letter to the Karu taking care of his captive relative's property that was addressed to the Aries, which reminds us the Brisa from the previous daf concluded. Bakun Shaman Lehem Karis and all those who accept to manage a relative's property, we evaluate the profits for them like a sharecropper's normal share. The Gemara explains that this refers to Natushim, unwillingly abandoned property, meaning a live captive's property, and follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that such properties have the same law as Shvuyim, properties of captives rumored to have died. So the mailman who delivered a letter to the Karov taking care of his captive relative's property that was addressed to the Aries and gave the captive's young son a little toy mail truck since he wasn't allowed to take care of the land, lest he ruin it, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, "Ein morin katan nichse shvuye." We do not install a katan in a captive's property because he may ruin it. Well, Karov nichse katan, nor do we install a relative in a katan's property because since the katan does not know to protest against claims, the relative may come claim it's his share of their joint inheritance. So the mailman who delivered a letter to the Karov taking care of his captive relative's property that was addressed to the Aries and gave the captive's young son a little toy mail truck since he wasn't allowed to take care of the land, lest he ruin it, stopped to talk to the apotropos of a captive elderly woman's field who told him that since he was appointed as an apotropos for half the property, he was appointed for the other half as well. Which reminds the Gemara relates an incident of a safta of an elderly woman with three daughters. She and one daughter were captured and another daughter died, leaving behind a young son. Not knowing if the elderly woman was alive, Abai wondered how her property should be managed and concluded that half the property should be managed by the remaining sister, either as an owner or as a caretaker for the captive, depending on who's alive, and an apotropos is appointed to manage the other half, either for the young boy or the adult owner. Rava said, "Migu de makmina apotropos lepalga, since we appoint an apotropos for half the property, makmina le apotropos leidachpalga, we appoint an apotropos for the other half as well." All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that the Shomer receives the kefil if he expressed intent to pay, even though he did not yet pay? That's on Duff. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 2. Which Duff do you learn about deducting normal depletions from a pikadon of produce and the response that mice don't care about volume? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which Duff do you learn when gezel from an unknown victim is paid to both? That's on Duff. Lamed Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn when a relative taking care of a relative's property who is captive? His profits are evaluated as an Aries. That's on Duff. Lamed Tess. Good. Number 5. Which stuff we have a question if one may mix settled shamarim back into oil when selling it? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that when produce is being watched and it's getting ruined at a rapid rate, the shomer should run to Beis Din to sell it? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one a katan cannot be installed to look after a relative's property who is a captive since he would likely ruin it? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one a large quantity of produce compensates for its own depletion as it expands during the rainy season, making up for the depletion? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 9. Which stuff you learn why a lova trusts a malva not to make him swear that a mashkon was lost? That's on Duff. Lamed Hey. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do the case of the Safta being taken captive who had three daughters and the discussion of who looked after her property? That's on Duff. Lamed Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichu Rishina. Great day and great learning.